but they would dry, you know, like green beans, they would dry those beans. They had different ways of doing things than you see now, you know, to preserve them. They'd go out and make for sweet potatoes, they'd go out, put them in a mound of dirt, you know, and when they was going to cook sweet potatoes, they'd go out and dig those potatoes out.
Really?
You know, yeah. Huh.
So most of the food that you ate as a child, was it from your garden and from your animals?
And the biggest part of it, you know, they'd just go to the store and get the essentials, you know, that they needed back then. You know, they'd need, not always, you know, everyone used lard back then, but, you know, sometimes they would, you know, they would make that, you know, between my dad and their uncles and my granddad and all, and, you know, they'd kill hogs and beef and all, you know, back then, they had to do what they had to do to survive, you know.
And so, Roswell was a very small community then. What, when they went to the store, was there just one store in town?
Well, back when I was real young, there was, you know, what we call the Roswell store. They had, groceries and anything you wanted, you could buy there. And, you know, that's where they bought, if they had to buy feed, you know, for the cows, they bought their feed for the cows and groceries, and that's where you bought your clothes and your hardware. Anything you needed, they had it. Plus, you did your banking while you were in there, and they had a drugstore in the same building, and the post office was in the same building, and the health center was upstairs, and when I was real young, the movie was up there too, and the funeral home, all in one big building. But that, you know, that came from, that took care of the mill, you know, then the mill people, and the mill village.
Huh. So everybody from town went to this one store.
Well, you know, we had then what we call uptown and downtown, and that was in the downtown. And in the uptown section, you know, we had Feckery's was a real popular store, and I believe there was one more over there called Weaver's Grocery, and they had two up there. And, you know, later on, I don't know what year it was, Reeves Food Town was Reeves and Sons, they were formed, you know, so I guess that was when the progress started in Roswell.
You mentioned the mill village. How was the community set up then? Was the mill village, were the people from the mill village separate entirely from the other folks?
Yes, the people that, not everyone, but the majority of the people that worked at the mill lived in the mill village, and I'll never forget, you know, to hear them say, you know, we have to pay 90 cents a week or something, you know, for the electricity, which, you know, they generated their own electricity. They treated their water, you know, the water came from the mill village, and the electricity came from the mill village, and it was just a self-contained, you know, community.
And did you have a lot of contact with those people?
Oh, yeah.
Was it sort of?
Oh, no. We, you know, we had contact. You know, we had a big park down. We all played ball, you know, just when we had time, you know, we'd go out and have ball games, you know. And